Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air. And I'm very excited today to have him, also known as Jasmine Rose, with us in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
So you're originally from Australia, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And what brought you to New Zealand?
Love.
Oh, love.
I originally came for love, and then I fell in love with the land, and then I stayed. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So how long have you been making music under the moniker Him?
Under Him? Maybe like 2 years, 2.5 years under Him, yeah.
And it's quite an unusual name. Really, it kind of has a juxtaposition with the way you appear.
Why did I identify as a female?
Yeah.
I think I just wanted to find a name for quite a long time, and I did like a meditation journey, and that was just like the sound, the vibration that I really liked.
Ah.
So there's no real intellectual reason that I could describe other than I really like the sound of Him. Yeah, it's kind of like a mantra or something.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about your setup, how you record and make music, and what instruments you tend to use.
I usually use guitar and vocals, but I use a lot of different guitar pedals and things to to change those. And recording's a whole other game. I do a lot of live recording, like live field recordings, and that's how I capture sounds. Yeah
right. So what kind of where do you go and do your found sounds? Like where do
all
you...
over the place. Like I just got back from India, so I just did a little release from India, and so that was using like a really crappy guitar that I found in the city, and then lots of field recordings of different like sacred waters there, and then using lots of effects to distort all of that, chanting, children, all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And that's your latest release on Bandcamp. That's Kissing Girls in the Temple.
Yes.
And so you made that on Artist Residency in India.
Yeah.
What was the big takeaway you had from that? Oh, how did that come about, first of all? Like, how did you get involved with that?
Alexa Wilson, who's like a New Zealand choreographer and dancer, she curated it. And so I saw that she was doing it, and I applied, and I went. And I was very resistant to go.
Oh, really?
And I was very resistant the whole time I was there, but it was very transformational.
What was the resistance?
just scary going into stillness in a place. It was in the mountains, so there was a lot of void being there.
Right. Yeah. And it was like 6 weeks.
Yeah, six weeks.
Right. So what was the big takeaway from that?
Oh, so many different things. I worked a lot with, because I'm a performance artist, so I worked a lot with the void when I first got there because I was inside the void. And... a lot with Mother Earth, my mother, bloodline, ancestry, all of that sort of stuff.
It's a beautiful release, listeners, so if you want to check it out, you can head over to Bandcamp. But you're going to play some songs for us today. Are any of those from that release, or is it sort of a mix?
One song, Waratah Bay, is from that release, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you take over.
Thank you.
And we'll have a little chat when you're done.
I don't know if this is going to be loud enough.
Sticks and mud, feast on flowers, stems and blood. And oh, how your eyes are dark now, and your teeth are sharp, but too.
What's the name of that track again?
Piss Covered Unicorns.
Oh. That was beautiful. Okay, I'm going to let you carry on.
Hang on, I just need to quickly tune this.
I wish I could think of something witty and intelligent to say. I'm not a joke teller, banter maker. But I can tell people about your show coming up.
Yeah,
well,
I do this. This is bad.
Him is playing a show tonight. I'll turn this down while you do that. Him is playing a show tonight with Mia, who released an album just before the break called Pomegranate. Randa, and now a name I've only seen written down and never heard said, so I'm going to take a best guess and say Lygia.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Lygia's performance?
It's Daisy Wells, so it's like a noise performance.
A noise performance from Lygia there. So if come along and find out more, I guess. And that's at the Wine Cellar there in St. Kevin's Arcade, starting at 8 p.m. And $10 on the door for that. It'd be a very good show. And if you want to hear more of him's music, you can head over to Bandcamp. There's a few releases there, including the one we were just talking about, Kissing Girls in the Temple, which was recorded while she was on residency in India, in the mountains in India, coming to terms with being in the void.
Yeah. All right, then let's do a song off that, shall we? So this song's called Waratah Bay.
Thank you.
So beautiful. That was your track Waratah Bay, the opening song from Kissing Girls in the Temple. Very beautiful, immersive album. I've listened to it a few times and kind of got a bit lost in it myself.
Thank you.
Do you have one more for us? Yeah.
If there is one,
yeah.
I have one more.
Let's go. What's the name of that track?
Glass Happiness.
Glass Happiness. So beautiful. Thank you so much. We actually had a texter saying you have a seraphic voice, which I guess means angelic.
I think that's.
Yeah, that's what I believe that means. And they said, blessings and love, Jasmine.
Do I know you?
No, surely it's just someone who
blessings
has...
Blessings and love to you. Blessings on your moon.
If you could just grab that yellow microphone quickly so we can just, it's a little hard
Hello.
To hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you again for coming in, and just let's remind people of your show tomorrow.
So tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar is, sorry Daisy if I'm saying it wrong, Lygia, myself, him, Mia and Randa, and then we've actually got a guest poet coming to perform halfway, which is going to be really awesome. It's a really inspiring poet that I met in the park the other day that I invited to come along, and it's $10, and it's awesome because it's a lineup that's got lots of non-binary queer,
it's an amazing
and
lineup,
babes in it, and then they're amazing musicians, so you should come and support us.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Excellent. Yeah. I think it'll be a great show. Thanks again for coming up, and if you just tuned in, that was him playing a few songs. So yeah, thanks. Thank you.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.